Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Crime Wolf. The two met at a cliff jumping site. Their love for adventure was so much that they connected instantly. While packing her bags for Rishikesh, one of the most popular tourist destinations in India, Soumya was excited for her first solo trip. Over the years, she had traveled with her family or her ex-boyfriend Nikhil. Due to the sheer excitement, Soumya had barely slept for 2 hours before catching her bus from ISBT Kashmir Gate in New Delhi. After meeting Joe at the cliff jumping site, she invited him to a cafe. She cursed herself for doing that. After all, it was her first solo trip and she compromised it on the very first day. She reached her hotel and took a bath. She texted Joe saying, "I am not feeling well, so I won't step out of my hotel." Almost instantly, her phone beeped and Joe's message read, "Cool, I'll hang out near the Ganges then. Get well soon." Soumya didn't expect this response. She had thought that Joe would beg her to meet. Her friends from Delhi University had pampered her so much that she was living in a world where everyone was attracted to her. After 2 hours of overthinking, she mustered up enough courage and wrote another text. "Hey Joe, I am feeling a little better now. Hope to catch up with you in the next 2 days." She waited for a reply till midnight, but didn't get one. A disappointed Soumya tried to relax. She was unable to digest the fact that she had expectations from a stranger who she had met just 10 hours ago. When she woke up the next morning, Soumya checked her phone to see notifications and was relieved to see a text from Joe inquiring about her hotel address. She immediately got up and went to put on her best attire. She was about to text him when Joe called and asked her out for lunch. Before he could complete his sentence, she said yes and gave him her hotel address without taking a breath. They both laughed and an anxious Soumya waited for the charming guy. Yes, that's what she called him in her mind. After having a sumptuous lunch at the Bistro Nirvana, they went out for a long walk. The two talked about their lives, likes and future goals. Both of them realized that they were basically adrenaline junkies. Joe was from Bombay but practiced law in Delhi. Upon reaching the hotel, they said goodbye. Joe wanted to kiss her, but he backed off, thinking she will get scared. On the other hand, Soumya cursed him for not having the guts to hug and kiss her. For months, they kept thinking about each other, but never got in touch. They were not sure whether there was a connection between them or it was just an infatuation. As months became a year, they got over with the feelings. However, fate had something else in store for Joe. On a gloomy day while eating burger at a restaurant in Connaught Place, he saw Soumya buying some posters across the street. The sight of her sent little shockwaves to his heart and he immediately sprang into action to say hello to her. They both met with the same enthusiasm like it was in Rishikesh. This time, Soumya made the first move and hugged him tightly. She didn't care about the passerby in the busy Connaught Place. They decided to make the evening special and went for a good round of drinks. They partied like there was no tomorrow. Like a good gentleman, he dropped her near the society gate. Soumya insisted him to stay with her for the night, but he politely refused. Joe was thinking that she was drunk and things might go out of control in the heat of the moment. Despite the intoxication, all Soumya could think about was the cute face of Joe. She couldn't believe that such guys existed in a place like Delhi who wouldn't take advantage of a drunken girl. As Joe reached his house, his past came back to haunt him. Whenever he felt that he was about to fall in love with someone, his beautiful memories with Gaurav would pop up in his mind. He was also worried that his bisexuality would affect his bond with Soumya. Gaurav gave Joe the best memories before moving to London. Their long-distance relationship didn't work, and eventually Gaurav got involved with a woman. After seeing his regular posts on social networking apps, Joe was left heartbroken. He had given up on relationships. It was only after meeting Soumya he wanted to fall in love. After frequent meetings, they were truly in love. Soumya thought Joe was the one and much better than Nikhil, who would turn into a bully after gulping a few vodka shots. They planned a trip together, and this time it was to experience bungee jumping in Lonavala. The resort they were staying in was beautiful and perfect for lovebirds. After experiencing bungee jumping for the first time, the adrenaline rush was so high that they had their first passionate kiss on their way back to the resort. Upon reaching their room, they rushed into the bed and made love to each other. Emotions ran deep, and Soumya felt that he was a gift from the gods. She caressed him and said, "I love you." Joe reciprocated, and they made love again. Everything was going fine until Joe saw Gaurav sitting at a cafe in Pune. His feelings were crushed again. Soumya sentenced something was off about him, but he convinced her that he was unwell. After returning back to their regular lives in Delhi, Joe couldn't forget seeing his ex-boyfriend. He was deeply hurt because he had expected a call from Gaurav. He lost focus and started avoiding Soumya to clear his mind, but it affected her. She was hurt and thought, after all, it was not love. Things became worse. Then Joe texted Gaurav. He had lost his job and was going through a rough patch. Joe felt sorry for him and sent him a flight ticket to Delhi. He invited him to stay at his place and even introduced him to Soumya. He told her that Gaurav was his batchmate. The three bonded well, and Soumya started feeling comfortable again, little realizing that he was developing feelings for Gaurav again. Joe got him a job and they became flatmates. Soon, the trio became the Three Musketeers, and the horse cars village became their party place. Gaurav had no problems with Soumya. He never tried to get back into a relationship with Joe. It was on the eve of Soumya's birthday. The trio tried ecstasy pills and passed out within no time. At 2 a.m., Soumya regained consciousness and got up. She was absolutely shocked to see Joe and Gaurav kissing. They were so lost in each other that they didn't realize that she was standing right there. Soumya was broken. However, she didn't create a scene. She acted as if it was normal. She waited for Joe to tell her the truth, but it never happened. For the new year, Joe proposed a trip to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and she readily agreed. This time, they had planned scuba diving. Joe was very excited, but he didn't realize that Soumya's love had turned into hate. When they were about to go for scuba diving, she wanted to confront him, but avoided doing that. As Joe was enjoying the mesmerizing beauty of the ocean, Soumya cut his oxygen supply and left him to die, just like she had done with Nikhil when he had cheated on her. The police would have never found out about these two murders, but one day Soumya decided to turn herself in. She is currently undergoing treatment at a mental asylum in Nasik, Maharashtra.